Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. It is a seat highly coveted by the opposition in the National Assembly, that of the presidency of the Finance Committee, and it is the Insoumis Éric Coquerel who is elected after three rounds, a strategic position that the NUPES and the Rassemblement National were fighting over, as the Finance Committee is responsible for controlling the state budget and monitoring its application in the ministries. And the Assembly will be at the heart of the news next week. Elisabeth Borne will deliver her general policy statement on Wednesday at 3 p.m. before the National Assembly and at 9 p.m. before the Senate. We still do not know if the Prime Minister will submit to the vote of confidence. Also in the news, an operation of the RAID took place in Toulouse. The operation unfolded throughout part of the day, following several threatening calls received by many shop owners. The terrorist threats were taken very seriously by the police, and shops were evacuated. A couple has been arrested. "We will support Ukraine as long as necessary," says Emmanuel Macron after the NATO summit in Madrid. According to the head of state, Europe is no longer at peace since the choice of war was made by Russia. As for tennis, the second round of Wimbledon continues. Six French players were in the running today. Harmonitane confirms her achievement and joins the third round. The same goes for Alizé Cornet and Richard Gasquet. On the other hand, it is the end of the competition for Hugo Gaston and Hugo Grenier. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.